the government is very silent in all of this, and I do know that the decision was taken at this time during July and August when the Dáil was in recess. That was a deliberate decision so that we could not raise it in the floor of the Dáil. But this will not go away. Those in the areas, in the catchment areas, are furious. Those in other areas that are being considered, they're fearful about the future of their post offices. And I recall, having done some research in this, that there was a private member's motion in the Dáil back in 2016, and it was passed by 158 votes to nil, or the majority, in that time, to secure the funding of the long-term future of post offices. Like all private members' motions, the Dáil or the government hasn't acted on this at all. So I believe when the Dáil resumes, we must pressurise them to initiate a public service obligation to keep those post offices that are closing and those that are at risk open, and to maintain the post office network as we've had it.
But before that, before the Dáil resumes, are there not fears that the majority of these post offices will close before it resumes?
Well, that's the intention behind all of this, because when the protocol was agreed by the Postmasters Union and Post, and underwritten by the Minister and the Government, that was done deliberately at this time. So we have to continue to be as vocal as possible and hope that the government ministers who are representing rural areas like ourselves will stand up and defend rural Ireland.